They find when Gopakumar arrives in Goloka Vrindavan, his first day in the spiritual world, it's pretty amazing. And he arrives there after going through all the 14 varieties of planetary systems, all the Vaikuntha lokas, through Ayodhya. He's been everywhere. And he's in that divine abode, and when he's searching for Nanda Bhavan, the house of Nanda Maharaj, and he meets some Brijbasis, and they look so sad. He's never seen anyone this sad and pathetic in his life. In his lives, he's been everywhere. We have a stereotype that spiritual people should always be smiling, right? They always have a big smile on their face. Not so. He enters Vrindavan and he's thinking, I have never seen a more miserable group of people in my lives. Imagine that. He's reached the highest level, and he's never seen this type of misery upon someone afflicted with this type of misery and sadness and anguish. So much so that when he would say, can you tell me where is the house of Nanda Maharaj? Like, wow. Or others like, they look like paintings or statues. And he's saying, give an indication. It's like, that way? Just point or something, please. Can't understand why they're so miserable. Till they see a dust cloud off in the distance. It's Krishna, Balaram, the cowherd boys and the calves. The dust from the calves' hooves is bringing this giant dust cloud, Gauraja. As Gurudev said in Govardhan, which is the place of aspiration of everyone in this line, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvan. Please, Govardhan, give me shelter nearby you. When the devotees were there coughing on all the Guru Dev said, but you all prayed for the dust. And people were there. And he said, but you prayed to get that dust. And now it's come to you. But this cloud, then he understands with the approaching dust cloud that the reason everyone is so miserable, it's just a typical day in Vrindavan, and Krishna, Balaram, cowherd boys, cows, they've gone to the forest for the day, and the hours they're gone is an intolerable separation to the Brijbasis. That's why they're so miserable. They're feeling separation from Krishna. So how will we understand what is spiritual? Bahye Vishujalahoy Bhitore Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that externally, it appears as though one has been poisoned. Well, internally, they're relishing some in the words of Guru Maharaj, some peculiar, strange nectarine juice.